after the end of a month of fasting for Ramadan, partially shuttered restaurants and shops in Baghdad opened up again. And so did the city's liquor stores. Susanna George went to check some of them out.
Along Sadoun Street in downtown Baghdad, the sidewalk in front of a strip of liquor stores looks like one big block party. Lots of young men decked out in new clothes, buying booze. It can get pretty rowdy here. There's not a woman in sight, no families. A lot of these guys are drunk. In one dark corner, someone's passed out on the pavement. Suhail's an Iraqi Christian who owns a shop nearby. Christians are the only Iraqis allowed to sell alcohol in Baghdad. Suhail says on the first night of Eid, his shop was so crowded he had to close early.
They cursed Ramadan because they were so happy that he opened up again.
The vast majority of Iraqis are Muslim, but Suhail says many of them drink. The most popular at his shop, beer. Tuborg, to be precise. After that, whiskey.
Whiskey, hi. Shifa's 18. And black.
That's Johnny Walker Black Label. Two men are here to buy beer. They say all Eid they've been excited that Ramadan is over. They admit they didn't stop drinking during the holy month. They bought booze on the black market that thrives during the holiday. But they prefer coming to a shop like this, where the drinks are better quality and cheaper.
Super happy and will dance because you will drink.
Aside from a sometimes unruly crowd, selling booze in Baghdad can be a dangerous job. Just last year, a string of attacks on liquor stores left dozens dead. In most cases, gunmen pulled up to shops in SUVs, shooting owners and employees, sometimes in broad daylight. No one's claimed responsibility for these attacks, but they were widely believed to be carried out by Shia militias, who view selling and drinking alcohol as a violation of their strict interpretation of Islam. The owner of this store says the attacks scare him, and he'd rather not be selling booze. But as a Christian in Baghdad, it's one of the only jobs available to him. At the height of sectarian strife during the country's civil war, alcohol stores were targeted by militants. With the rise of religious parties in Iraq, alcohol sales were briefly outlawed in 2006. 2 years later, stores began cautiously reopening their doors. When alcohol was illegal and even the black market sometimes ran dry, this customer says he ended up just taking pills to relax. But now, he says, all he wants to do is eat and drink. He says Iraqis who drink don't cause any problems, so it doesn't make sense for the government to ban alcohol.
He said that now they're just going to drink beer and feel relieved.
For The World, I'm Susanna George in Baghdad.
Susanna's reporting is part of our partnership with the news site Global Post. You can find more of her stories at PRI.org.